Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it shouldn't be so complicated. We're told as minion citizens that things in our political arena, government incorporated, are just too complicated for us to understand. But it shouldn't be. If things are complicated, it is by design. I think we see this each and every day as we watch the news, regardless of which news outlet you're using for information. James Madison, one of our founding fathers, one of those that was very, very suspicious and skeptical of government, it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. That's pretty plain. That's pretty uncomplicated. The plastic Pelosi said, and this was over Obamacare, if you'll remember when they were trying to pass it, we have to pass the bill so you can find out what is in the bill. First, you got to pass it before you can read it. And to read it, it was, you know, thousands of pages long. A huge difference in governing, huge deception. So today, we hear about a Russian collusion that simply doesn't exist in the White House, and yet no talk of one that has some evidence of existing against other people, such as the DNC and the Clintons. We hear about special commissions and to investigate this collusion that doesn't exist because there's been no facts, there's been no evidence, but continue to search for a crime. Because golly gee whiz, there must be one there somewhere. Everybody has some kind of a crime in their closet, don't they? All the distractions are for a purpose. Like a magician. You watch one hand while the other hand is making magic happen. Right before your very eyes. Why do I say all this? Well, because I fear we are all distracted. We've been groomed to count on the D.C. occupiers while they're occupying offices and cutting deals. But we should be watching them very, very closely. In 1913, the then Congress gave up our monetary system to outside bankers, the Federal Reserve. And it was no coincidence that year became the year of the income tax. And in 1935, President Roosevelt's Congress decided to start Social Security. And today we're still dealing with that mess and theft. My point is, you need to watch these thieves carefully. All of them. Democrats and Republicans, Libertarians, all of them. And you need to take measures on your own, for your own, financially and otherwise. My guest today is Melody Cederstrom, our loyal sponsor of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, there's been a lot of distractions once again. How are you doing today?
Very much. I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Good. I had a little problem with my ear. I couldn't hear you there for a second. But, you know, that nothing happens. I read that one time. Nothing in politics happens by accident. Do you agree with that?
I agree. And I mean, and I think everybody knows this too. I mean, all the legislation, everything that is ever created and made, it certainly isn't for the people of the United States of America, for her citizens. It is for those who write the laws. It's for those who, it's for the elite. It's for the wealthy so they can become more powerful. We know that, and I think this is what we've seen in, you know, in a large part of our history of the United States. We certainly had some great founding fathers, and certainly along the way, you know, there has been, you know, side cuts and shortcuts and deviations from the bankers and from the elite and so forth. We always seem to kind of get back on track, but this time I don't know if we're, you know, we're going to see some changes, and I think there's going to be, you know, a considerable amount of hurt. We're all going to be affected one way or another, you know, until we can truly get our country back to what we think it should be.
Well, I have. Go ahead.
I mean, it's just like you talked about the, you know, reading the health care bill, but knowing what was in it by Pelosi, and just the vote yesterday. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks this way, but did you really have to have a vote in order to debate it? To discuss
it? I think, you know, I was thinking about that yesterday afternoon and evening, too. But there is, you know, is it called Robert's Rules of Order or whatever it's called? And they do have to call for a question to either finalize it or something. So I guess they did have to do that under the rules of business, but... Yeah, I thought the same thing. They should have been already discussing it. I mean,
they had 7 years to discuss it. What have they been doing for 7 years?
They've been trying to read it.
You know, and yet, you know, and you know that so many of them have been promised this and promised that, and that's the only way they really, those who were against it, who were going to vote no. You know, a lot of them were told, well, the reason, you know, whatever the reason was for them voting no, that, you know, they'll get what they want. Well, we know that's not true, and that's why they went ahead and voted yes to debate it. So, you know, people like, you know, Rand Paul, I mean, he stood strong. Mike Lee, he stood strong, you know, in certain things. And, you know, it's, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but... I'm not clapping yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be interesting, but I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, I'm not going to like it. I made up my mind. I was a precursor to that, I guess, long before they even started it, because I'm against national health care. I think that's the problem. Just repeal it and let's go to competition. But, you know, it goes back to, I've got a good old listener there in Arkansas that calls every now and then, Joe, you know, it's, you've got to have competition. We've got too many middlemen, and of course, the middlemen are, I don't know if anybody's listening, I'm going to whisper this, insurance. Anyway, that's what, they keep calling it health care, but it's insurance, and it's just going to make it go higher and higher. Yeah. And, you know, Donald Trump was giving his big rally speech yesterday, and he was talking about how much it had gone up in the state of Missouri. I was sharing with someone yesterday, my husband and I both have $6,500 deductible. We've got to pay up $13,000, and that's not even including how much we're paying on a monthly basis. So we're looking into how we can do that differently, because he's got it through his where he works. And, of course, I have nothing. So we're trying to take care of me, and I'm the healthy one. So it's just they're controlling our lives, and they can't get enough of our money, so they got to keep making up new ways of doing it and making money, because they go up there, and, you know, they make an honest living. You and I would like to make half of what they make, I'm certain, you know, just as a salary as a representative or senator, depending on where they come from. And but they come out of there millionaires. And even their own President Truman, the Democrat president, you know, he's from Missouri. He said, if you've got a rich politician, you got a crooked one. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a loyal, good sponsor to CSC Talk Radio. Give her a call here and talk to her at 877-895-5410. Or in the office at 1-800-375-4188. Can't talk to her now because we are. And you can visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And Melody and Bethann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. I give her a call there in the office when we're done here on the show at 1-800-375-4188. The complicated issues that I was talking about, of course, we can't even count them, Melody. But I have, you know, I get this news in the morning. I get them from Newsmax. I get it from WorldNet Daily. I get it from the Daily Signal, which is a Heritage Foundation. Just, you know, all different kinds of outlets. I have some that are on the other side of the realm. They're the liberal ones and not the conservative, so to speak, conservative anyway. But the Daily Signal was talking about Dodd-Frank has held down the U.S. economy for far too long, and it's explaining what has gone on with Dodd-Frank. And then the conservatives are targeting jobs at Congressional Budget Office and the federal courts. They have struck down a concealed carry restriction. It goes on and on and on. These things that should be so simple, well, some of them should have never happened. And it has complicated everyone's lives. It has taken jobs away from the American citizens. And it goes on and on and on. And last week, I took a day trip that ended up 2 days because my vehicle broke down and it's still in Kansas and I'm driving around in a little rental car. But I was talking to my grandsons who are in college and my son, and we were talking about the Social Security issue. You know, they claim, they always, usually if they're doing a budget, they threaten Social Security, they threaten Medicare, they threaten all the things that they possibly can, except for some of the things they should do away with. But we were promised when Social Security, I wasn't because I wasn't born yet, but we were promised when Social Security happened that it would never, ever, ever, ever be used as identification. I'm so old, my card still says that. The new cards don't say that. So it's just another lie. It was a long time ago lie that we're still living with the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, Social Security cards, I mean, that was the first tracking element that was created. You know, you talk about unable to buy and sell. Well, you can't without that Social Security number.
Mm.
And so, I mean, that was the beginning of the tracking of the citizens of this country. And, I mean, it's all by design. It's all for complete globalization by the elite. A lot of these things that are going on, they're all distractions, and it's all intentional. And people are distracted. They don't know. It's like an ant's nest that's been stirred up. It's like people are going every which direction. And it's like, you know, people, and again, it's all, and don't think for one single minute it's not by design. Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of things are, but, you know, but the main cover over this whole system that we see is all by design. And it you know, we talk about it all the time. It can't continue, and it won't continue. We will wake up one day to a brand new world.
You know,
and I don't think we're going to like it. I only hope there is someone in power that will be able to take us from the ashes and from the rubble and to build something like we are supposed to have, a true republic again.
You know, and people very seldom say that. And I came up with this little phrase, oh, I know, a week or two ago, democracy. They keep screaming democracy, these elected officials. Democracy equals bureaucracy, which is control. The republic equals liberty, which is independence. They don't want that. They want the first. They want the democracy, the bureaucracy, and the control over the people. They don't want us to be that free constitutional republic that controls them and has liberty and independence. They don't want that. And so we see all these complicated things coming out of legislation, how they've set this up. You know, back in 1913, going to the Federal Reserve, that has been a problem. And then when Nixon was president, he removed the gold standard. That ended up a big... So now we just have IOUs that we flash around and call money. They're just little notes, little Federal Reserve notes.
Mm-hmm. And there is a day of reckoning for the abuse that, you know, Washington has taken along with Wall Street and these multinational corporations. There is a day of reckoning, and it's coming, and it's coming soon. I'm not one to instill fear, but people should be somewhat concerned with what's going to happen. I mean, you know, we work hard. You know, we try to, for those who have children, you try to improve the lives of your children by working hard and the grandchildren, grandbabies. It's not going to be like that. If you don't protect what you have, you're going to lose a very large part of what you've saved and worked so hard to protect. And it's, you know, until we change our monetary policy, healthcare is not going to be fixed.
Mm.
You know, our budget, our economy can't be fixed. You know, it's just kicking the can down the road again and again and again.
We're putting a Band-Aid on a tourniquet.
Absolutely. And so, again, we have to go back to what is, you know, directing. I mean, why do you think they confiscated gold in 1933?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the beginning. It was they were able to create the. They couldn't have created those programs as if you know they had kept a gold in circulation. With gold, there's accountability. Things have to be balanced. Sure, they can go into debt, but not to $20 trillion plus. It depends on who you talk to and what record keeping you follow. Reports of $200 trillion. And it's just not this country anymore. If it was just this country, perhaps it could be controlled to some degree. But we're talking global. We are global, whether you like it or not. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. I understand being in the globe, you know, and doing business globally, but not becoming global. Does that make sense? Not becoming. And I guess this kind of goes back to the scripture, you know, you've got to live in the world, but don't be of the world.
Correct.
And this one article, and maybe you're better with math. You'll find out knowing me. The longer you know me, I'm not really a good mathematician. I kind of blew that here a couple of weeks ago, and all my listeners found out what a bad mathematician I was. But there's these jobs that I was talking about with the Congressional Budget Office is going to cause to demise. There's 89 federal workers involved in the estimated the budget impact of legislation that Congress would be eliminated. 89 jobs will be eliminated. And that is $15 million in salaries. 89 jobs, $15 million in salaries. That's your bureaucracy right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out, well, how much are these guys making? $15 million on 89 people. That's a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
I want that job. And I don't really want that job. I don't want to work in the government. I certainly do not. I wouldn't last very long. But it's
the type of people like us that needs to be there.
Well, that's probably true. Don't say that too loud. Somebody will make us run for something. I've already been asked to run for a few things. Like, I don't think so. And
and I run from no.
Yeah. And yet we tell our listeners to get involved. It's and I do insist that we get involved. In fact, I got an email the other day, yesterday I think it was, and of course they're fighting some of this stuff that's going on, and one of it, of course, was the health care issue. They wanted you to call your senator, call your representative, da 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 da, and they gave the same number that I give almost every day on the air, and I thought, uh-huh, which is the DC switchboard, but are we calling it? Because we are the boss there. And eventually, if we make enough noise, they have to back off. They have to back off. But we've got to replace these bozos. Excuse me for calling them names. Could have been worse. But what they're doing, it goes back, and I don't know if I've ever shared that Charlie Reese's article with you. It's supposed to be his final column, and he was talking about the 545 versus the 300 million, meaning the 300 million citizens.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they don't fix taxes is they don't want to fix taxes, and he goes on and on. And I said this a week ago. I said, they're not going to defund because they don't want to defund, but they're having to do something because the people are putting pressure on them. And I don't know if it's enough pressure or the right pressure. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Come visit with Melody and Beth Ann at 877-895-5410. I know all of you have been affected by the things we have talked about. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom. Melody, we have Neil from Missouri on the line. Neil, how are you today? Are you there, Neil? Did we lose Neil? All right. We'll get Neil here in a minute. Neil is actually going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk about allodial titles. And so you want to tune in for that. I know that you've been waiting for that a long time. We'll see where what happened to Neil. But he wanted to talk about the Federal Reserve. And we know that, Melody, we know that Rand Paul and Ron Paul, they were trying to get the Federal Reserve audited. They don't stand accountable to us for anything, and yet they seem to be responsible for our monetary system. And I think there's, that Congress that did that back in 1913 did an injustice to the American people, and they really sold us down the tube. And it was after that they became incorporated and then insisted all the states become incorporated. And it goes on and on and on. And we've been living the fools for a very long time here, trusting people we shouldn't trust and following the distractions and the ooh shinies when they put them up in front of us. And I think it's time we start taking responsibility that we can blame them all we want, but we're the ones who put them there and keep them there. So it's up to us to change it, don't you think?
Absolutely. And you know, the Fed is meeting today. We started yesterday and today. They're supposed to unveil the their timing of its balance sheet unwind sometime in September. I don't think anyone is anticipating them to have any rate increases until December. And that's if the markets stay together until December for them to do so. We'll have to wait and see. I think it's going to be a very volatile fall for the markets. I believe the markets hit all-time highs once again today. You know, what people don't understand is for the past couple of years, three, 4 years, we had a strong dollar, and earnings weren't that good from these corporations. Now we've seen a weakness in the dollar, and it's certainly not by any standards of what we saw during the crisis of 2008 when the euro was trading at 160. But in this short-term trend that we have with the U.S. dollar, it is weaker. So naturally, you're going to have earnings be a little more positive than what they've been in the past. So, you know, my point is, are we really having a great economy to support all of these great earnings that's coming out? But it certainly has affected the stock market. And again, once again, they hit all-time highs today. So, you know, it's another deception. It's another illusion.
Right.
You have multinational corporations buying back their own shares to support their stock prices. You have governments that are involved in Wall Street, just not here, but around the world. You have unlimited stimulus coming out of Europe and everywhere else, Japan and China. Everybody is, you pull away the stimulus, and I'm not quite sure you're going to see the same happy signs that we're seeing in the stock markets as we are today. So, again, a lot of volatility coming our way.
Yes.
And
there's just so much going on. We do have Neil with us. Neil, how are you doing today?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I had a little issue earlier. I can hear you now.
Okay. I haven't heard you explain the relationship between the Federal Reserve note and income taxes.
Well, I didn't go into that, no, but I did say it wasn't a coincidence it happened the same year.
Right. It's because the use of a Federal Reserve note obligates you to pay the tax. So the way to avoid the tax is simply don't use the notes.
Okay.
I was gone. I didn't hear anything that he said. I was dropped from the call.
And the producer said we just lost him. So we're having a little issue with the phone, I think. But he was saying we didn't put it together with the income tax and the Federal Reserve, and that the Federal Reserve, you have to pay the income tax or else just not take the note. So we're paying a tax on those Federal Reserve notes, that fiat money, basically is what he was saying. And we know that things are being stacked up against us, and we've got to take the lead in our own lives. And Melody and I both believe that helping yourself with purchase of gold and silver is what we need to do. We have Neil back. Hold on just a second. Neil, Melody wasn't able to hear you. Can you repeat what you said?
Right. It's the... It's the use of the note that obligates you to pay the tax. That's why if you want to avoid the tax, do all your payments on a trade, like for gold or silver coin or other usable items, or use the U.S. Treasury minted $1 coins, or quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies, if you want to, whatever. If you're trading those for your items, there's no tax obligation that comes in there. That's how they get you. Not only do they get you on the tax, but by the law of notes, anything you acquire using a note becomes property of the issuer of the note. And you're simply their agent who's allowed to hold that item. Say you buy a car and you give them $10,000 Federal Reserve notes for it. That car technically does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Which is a foreign corporation hired by the U.S. government to implement monetary policy. And if you use their note, you're operating as an agent of a foreign corporation and are then obligated to pay the tax under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The power of the IRS does not come from Title 26. That's simply how they implement their power. Their extra power comes from that Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires you to file a business report, that's your 1040, of course, letting the government know how much business you've done for the Federal Reserve as an agent of a foreign corporation.
Okay.
Now, when you do a major purchase, always get your receipt signed, paid in coin. when you cash a check, always put cashed in coin just above where you signed it, on the back of the check, so that the IRS can't use that against you as evidence that you're using Federal Reserve notes.
Now, what did you say you need to put on the back of it?
Just say cashed in coin. Before you sign that check,
cashed in coin.
Cashed in coin, and then sign below that.
Okay.
So
Neil,
if the IRS guys use that check against you, you've got the proof that you didn't acquire Federal Reserve notes.
Okay. Melody, I want you to address that. And then, Neil, I'm going to let you go because we've got you on tomorrow, and we're going to talk an awful lot of tomorrow, okay? Melody, you want to address what he's been telling us?
Yeah, we talk a lot about on our program about the title to things because, you know, everything is owned by the Federal Reserve if you own those dollars and so forth. But so many people, the best thing to do is to preserve your purchasing power is through gold and silver. And, I mean, you know, I get it and I understand it, and I think it's a very important, I think everybody should know it because it just shows how much or how we've been led and bamboozled, I suppose, by our government.
Oh, absolutely.
And how important it is to get back to real money. Because until we do, it comes back to what I say, there isn't anything that can be fixed. It's just going to get worse. It's going to grow. It's a beast. And the beast, you know, the only thing that's going to kill the beast is the real money.
And what is really the thing here is that we do have to know these things because the truth is the only thing that's going to set us free. We are bound by what they have done, and we stay that way because we don't know the truth. We don't know the little things that Neil was sharing with us, like the allodial titles, which is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And how people can own their property. Because I wrote an article a few years back, several years back now, The Land of Pretending. And it's been one that was published two or three times it was published in Derry's, my former boss's newsletter that he had, and I put it in mine, and I've had people ask for it when I go out and speak. But it's The Land of Pretending. I should have brought it in here and read it. The Land of Pretending. We're going into a break. Mike from Illinois, if you hang on, we'll get to you as soon as we come back, and I appreciate your patience. Give us a call here. Give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The number here is 877-895-5410. Visit Melody's website. There's all kinds of information there. DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC
csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Melody and I are going to, we're going to take Mike and talk to him about, he wanted to visit with us about the Federal Reserve. And then she and I have an announcement we want to make with you, as well as I'm sure she has an offer for my listeners. We're going to go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Hi, Melanie. Real quick, let me interject here. I've got a buddy that's a coin dealer here in Southern Illinois. And I did some business back with Melanie about over 15 years ago, when I still had some money, and he spoke very highly of the way that she does business.
She is
and,
awesome.
Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. Neil is a lot more educated on this than I am, but I have 2 points. The first one, to my understanding, is A, when you use a note, you cannot pay a debt with a note. You cannot pay a debt with a note. You cannot be charged a tax on a note, which is a debt. You cannot be charged a tax on a debt, and you cannot pay a debt with a debt, which a note is. And back again, back when I was working, I used to put on the back of my checks, again, I knew some guys that were pretty well studied into this, I would put a disclaimer on the back of my company's paycheck that said, exchange for Type 3 Federal Reserve notes, value unknown. And Neil is much more up on this, and I'm very much looking forward to the Elodial title speak he's going to have tomorrow. And everybody that's listening, do what you can to support Beth and Melody. These are some good people, and you've got some great callers calling, and they're like, Neil, I appreciate everything.
Thank you, Mike.
Beth.
Thank you,
take care. Bye.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. We've talked
about... Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And I'll tell you what, that just leads right into our announcement, doesn't it?
It kind of does, doesn't it? We've been up to no good. What should we tell them? Go ahead. You can make the announcement. I'll let you do that.
Well, it's sort of... what do they call it? A good, you know, unfortunately, we lost Joyce Riley.
Yes.
That is a sad thing. And I certainly do miss her, and I know many of the listeners do. She was a very powerful in the Patriot movement for so many years. So.
I met her when she first went into radio.
Mm-hmm.
She came into the office there where Derry Brownfield was, and she was carrying a stack of paper that was almost as tall as she was, and she was ready for fire. And she was, of course, defending vets and what was going on with our veterans in the service and our active military. And I was just very impressed. And it was a sight to behold. I still see her coming down the hallway with that stack of papers in her hand.
So, you know, so we will miss her. But we have, Beth and I have come across an opportunity. And we will be doing a radio program. I don't know. I guess it was Joyce's last hour of her 3 hours of programming.
Yes.
So we are taking over the third hour of Joyce's radio program.
On shortwave.
On shortwave. It is a Monday through Friday program. The program title is... Should we say it, or are we going to change it?
Well, I don't. we've not come up with a confirmed title, but I think it's going to be. We think it's going to be Power Talks with Beth and Melody in the morning, and we may switch that around, but it's going to have something to do with Beth and Melody in the morning.
And we will be covering a wide range of topics. It just won't be finances and gold, but certainly, you know, we need your support, you know, in order to keep the program going. So that will play a part into it. But we're going to touch many, many topics on the morning talk show.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited about it.
It's going to be a challenge for me because it's the hour before I go live on my syndicated, on my nationally syndicated show, which is also on shortwave. So you'll hear me for 2 hours and Melody for 2 hours when she's on with us on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday. And it's going to be interesting.
I want to say, my 4 o'clock program is also, I mean, that's still active and, you know, that will be finances, financial survival. That isn't changing in any manner. It's still going to be myself and Alfred Adask on that hour program at 4 o'clock Eastern time. So no changes there. So I too will be doing 2 hours a day, but, you know, not one running into another. So this is a brand new program. And it's I'm very excited about it.
Well, WWCR is the shortwave provider for us, and we will be on at 9 Central Time, and the frequency is 12.160. 12.160. I have trouble remembering that, but it's 12.160. And so if you're listening to us or you have been on shortwave, you can continue to listen to us. And we'll be on an hour before I go live with CSC Talk Radio. And it'll be interesting. We'll just kind of see how that plays out here in the next. We start on Tuesday. We didn't tell that, did we? We start on Tuesday, August the 1st. We're not quite ready. We're all in a little panic because we have some things we have to get done before then. And we thought we had a month. But we didn't have a month. We just had a couple of weeks. So... anyway, it's exciting.
We really want to encourage the listeners to, you know, give us, you know, if you have any ideas or because it's going to be a new program. It's Beth and myself, and it's also your program, the listeners' program. So.
Absolutely.
It's very exciting.
That's what I share with them with CSC Talk Radio all the time. It's not mine; it's yours. And there's very few. Talk shows that really allow the listeners to have their voice. And, you know, we do screen. We don't reject very many, very seldom. I think only 2 or 3 in the whole time I've been here have I had to reject anybody's. But we try to give America their voice, the forgotten American their voice. We're just about out of time. Did you have a package? Because we only got about 45 seconds here.
And I wanted to talk about Trump says that transgender people will not be allowed in the military. So, you know, Trump did a good job today making that announcement. And I have a 90% silver 50-cent pieces, $645 is the little package. That's $50 face value of 50-cent pieces, and they're beautiful, a mixture of Kennedy's and Franklin's, and that also includes your shipping charges. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, Melody, I'm looking forward to next Tuesday when we get to start out a new adventure in broadcasting. As Dara used to say, it's an adventure in broadcasting.
I hope they're ready for us.
We'll do the best we can. We're going to try and bring you truth. And only truth. Thank you, Melody, for all that you
Thank
do for
you.
CSC Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
An adventure is upon us. You know, we talked about the complications that have been thrown and the distractions that are thrown in front of us constantly. It's up to us to shatter that, to ignore the distractions and focus on those who are making these distractions. Focus on Congress. As well as the White House, but focus on Congress. They're the ones that have been there for so very long, and they're the ones who brought in the Federal Reserve, and they're the ones that keep up on your taxes, raising that debt ceiling. It's time for us to hold them accountable, and that's how we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.